Diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards towards Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part two of a four-part series entitled Our Lifestyle Affects the Environment, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures and discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
I would just to say thank you very much for your lovely books about animal friends. Regarding global warming, I can imagine that the animals can also feel the rapid climate change. I can feel they also worry about the urgent situation. I'm just wondering if animals are also trying to send us any messages in this regard.
They've been sending all these centuries. Nobody listened. Not just now. They don't worry about climate change or they don't worry about their own safety or anything like that. They more worry about how humans degrading themselves and mirror in the climate tragedy and the damage of the environment and maybe the destruction of the whole planet. Together with it, it is the status of human, of their heart. The animal worry about that, the degradation, the destruction of human's noble quality. They do not worry about life and death. For them, they do not worry so much about life and death the way we do, because most of them, mostly they are in connection with their inner self, with the God self inside. And for them, dying is just like changing room. They try to tell us over centuries that we should live a noble life, the life according to Jesus' teaching and Buddha's doctrine. But very few listen. They still say the same. They say the same stuff. They say what I say, be fast, go green. Save your souls.
When you park, try not to hit the tree and don't cut it. The trees are there for beauty and for protection. It's good for your car when it's summer, too hot, and when it snows a lot, it stops some of the snow, okay? And scatter all over instead of all falling on your car. It's very good. And the wind and all that, you know, it's good for your car and good for you. I don't try to cut all of them down. We try to preserve them, you know, and meanwhile can use them. That's why I think this car park is the best. And later, if it's necessary, we can sprinkle some gravels on top of it. But if the earth is hard enough and it doesn't cause trouble, then we just keep it like that. And also when you pitch your tent, please don't clean the leaves, the dry leaves. Keep your tents good. Keep your tent, you know, protected from the moist ground Yeah, it's soft. Give it time soft, yeah? Like carpet. So it's very good for you. Also, when you take your tent away, the earth will not become naked, and the rain will not flow all the water down, the earth down. And later we have mountain no more. So just keep the leaves, they're clean. The leaves are very clean and very soft, yeah? And beautiful. For your feet, it's very soft, like carpet. So I saw that many places where you camp, you clean all the leaves. This is very unintelligent, huh? We should try to enjoy nature and preserve the natural environment. They're always good for us. That's why I don't allow people to cut the trees where it's not necessary. The weather has changed in many places drastically because people cut too many trees and they cannot grow fast enough to replace them. And the weather change and the rains has been all washed away instead of being preserved in the earth. Because the trees, they attract rain and also they keep the water. And it flows slowly down and it preserves the mountain. Also preserve the stream and the river and all that. If we cut all the trees, we will be short of water. And the weather will change drastically that we could not bear. That's why many places, many countries, they are short of water, yeah? Sometimes because they cut trees at random and not considering how it will be after, in the future, you know? Because our children still have to live on, you know? They will go on to live. After we die, after I die, this center is still here. And your children will come. So it's not for 1 day, 2 days that you use any places. You have to keep them for the future. It's all for your good. We have to preserve things that we enjoy. We have to think ahead into the future, not just that, oh, I can use it today, tomorrow, I don't care, you know, and damage everything. That's how people damage many beautiful places and cut so many trees and kill so many animals. Animals are there for some reason. They're also inhabitants of the earth, and we have no right to kill them. Sometimes I've heard some people say that the research has announced that animals, they heal people's sickness sometimes, probably because of their love. That's why many people like to keep dogs and cats, because they are so loving and probably they are so soothing somehow to them, so they feel good and keep them. The same, trees and water, forests, they also heal. Don't you feel better when you walk a little bit in the forest? Yeah, your eyes feel better now? Yes. And your lungs feels good? And your skin feels smoother, huh? And your mood is calmer. It is all due to nature, the trees, and the air that they breathe out to give us the oxygen. Therefore, it is very necessary to keep nature intact as much as we can. We have big land and we can afford to just park between trees. Because when you park over here between the trees, and sometimes you don't feel like walking out right away yet, you just saw a friend, you can just stand underneath of the tree next to your car and have just a few words with each other. It's better than standing on top of overheat cement concrete floor, yeah? And then talk. And then both also smoking up. They had to smoke up. Give people a very hard feeling, you know, standing on a concrete floor. So I think I like to preserve the trees, not only because for me, but just for everyone, for America, for the world, yeah? Everywhere we go, we have to try to protect nature, especially now that we are so-called meditator. We are very sensitive to the environment and to the need of other people. It takes 20 years, maybe, to grow until the tree is that big. Very seldom I allow to cut big trees, except when it's absolutely in the way. But even then, only when necessary. Otherwise, I don't let them cut them. It's difficult to grow a tree, but easy to cut it. Well, not necessary, why? I cannot bear that. You know, it's a cruelty. inconsideration. So try to understand this, huh? Not only here, but wherever you go. Try to preserve nature. A waste of time, huh? A waste the beauty of nature. A waste manpower. And sometimes a waste money. You cut a tree, sometimes your soul will go kaput. I'm very protective with trees, animals, grass, everything. Very protective, because I feel hurt when they are destroyed. Even with reason, it's already bad enough. But we can't just be too ridiculously strict. But we cannot just cut things at random. It shows our cold-blooded nature. It's no good, huh? When I was a little bit younger, maybe about 15 years ago, I planted a lot of kind of house plants, make it look fresh and green, you know, because in the city you have nothing. So I try to make it beautiful. You know how I love beauty. And try to arrange things according to the circumstances to improve the nature of the place. Anyhow, many plants are there, and it's beautiful, beautiful, no problem at all. Until that guy, he thinks that it's better for the plant to have ultraviolet, violent light or something like that. So he bought a so big, huge violet lamp, two or three, and put them scarily in front of the plant.
Like this.
And I have warned them that they're very strong. If you want to put far away and one at a time. Because that's enough. Because also in the daytime we keep the neon lamps burning. Because that's also kind of light for them. And they grow fine. No complaint. So green, so lush. And no problem. Very shiny. And I clean them sometimes. I pump water. I dare not put the whole waterfall in, but I just spray them. Make it a misty, and they love that. Until that guy, he put that violet lamp there. And I have told him not to do it, you know, but they don't listen. And so many of my plants burned to death. Oh, I cry, you know. I was so hurt for the plant. When I see like that, I nearly drop down on my knees. I feel so hurt. Because I feel the plant get hurt. I feel as though if I am burned like that, how would I feel? You understand? And especially the plant, they cannot speak. They're helpless. They just stand there and get burned. Slowly like that. Oh, the feeling is so awful. As though if they are human, I feel like that. I'm very protective. That was before I even practiced Guanyin method. So you can understand now, my feeling must be even more intense than that, more sensitive than that. So I think you should understand if I don't let you cut trees.
Hello, Master. Is there any other process of universal change and transformation that goes on independent of human activity? For example, things like the changeover from the Pisces age to Aquarius age, is this also having an impact on our environment?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have impact on our environment. The environment is affected by our own activities, by the activities of the inhabitants, be it human or animals, yeah? Suppose humans are not living on this planet right now, and only the animals are living here, full of animals all over. And if they are not mindful of their environment, and if they are like killing each other, then the bad karma will also build up, and the planet will also be destroyed. So the changing from the planetary attitude or mood has nothing to do with the disaster that we're facing.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Trong thời gian còn lại mà sư phụ chỉ dành những loài tranh thủ cơ hội để thay đổi địa cầu thì trong thời gian đó thiên tai vẫn tiếp tục xảy ra một cách mạnh liệt hay là có giảm bớt phần nào không? Cũng xin sư phụ phát biểu.
Nếu mà mọi người á tham gia ăn chay nhiều và bảo vệ môi sinh nhiều thêm, và có tấm lòng, có tấm lòng khiêm nhường, có tấm lòng đạo đức, và cầu nguyện với ơn trên, thì những cái thiên tai nó sẽ giảm bớt. Giảm bớt được bao nhiêu, đó là tùy theo cái nghiệp quả của nhân loại. Nếu mà họ càng ăn chay nhiều, càng bảo vệ môi sinh nhiều, thì dĩ nhiên thiên tai càng ngày càng giảm bớt. Và có thể là nếu mà mọi người ăn chay hết, thì không có thiên tai nữa.
Kính thưa sư phụ, chồng tu trên toàn thế giới phải đóng vai trò như thế nào trong việc góp phần thúc đẩy nhân loại tỉnh thức giác ngộ và trường chay?
Thì chúng ta phải phải truyền tin tức mà của sự hâm nóng toàn cầu cho mọi người biết, càng nhiều người biết càng tốt, và phải giải thích cho họ cái cách thức nào để mà bảo vệ toàn cầu, tức là mình ăn chay làm lành và bảo vệ môi sinh, nhưng mà phải cầu nguyện với thiên đàng đang bảo hộ cho mình nữa.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
If Allah, Buddha, or Jesus were alive today, would they be greenies? Greenie is someone who is environmentally conscious.
Oh, understand. Yeah, that is the new party which protect the environment, yeah. Right? Partially, perhaps, yes. You see, we should protect the greenery as much as possible for our own benefit. We should preserve them as much as our space, time, and the population allows. So in that case, probably Jesus and Allah, whoever, would vote for that. I'm also a nature preserver myself, and all our practitioners are not allowed to cut trees unnecessarily.
Thank you for your company on Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's fascinating discussion, Our Lifestyle Affects the Environment. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With Heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD